interlinkages among poverty, food sovereignty, food security, and health. The next section presents concepts and definitions of poverty, food security, food sovereignty, and universal access is used in this paper and outlines the interconnections between poverty, food sovereignty and health and healthcare access. The right to adequate food and nutrition is integral to the above concepts handling with all other fundamental rights. Section 3 defines and describes neoliberalism and the ways in which it influences poverty and food security and often impacts unequally on women as compared to men. Section 4 explores the effects of neoliberal economic policies on health and universal access to healthcare services, the gendered nature of these effects, and the implications for universal access to SRH services. Section 5 engages with the way forward in terms of an agenda for cross-movement action to confront neoliberal globalization. This paper understands poverty as a multidimensional phenomenon as defined by the World Summit on Social Development in Copenhagen in 1995. Manifestations of poverty include the lack of income and productive resources to ensure sustainable livelihoods, hunger and malnutrition, ill health, limited or lack of access to education and other basic services, increased morbidity and mortality from illness, homelessness and inadequate housing, unsafe environments and social discrimination and exclusion. It is also characterized by lack of participation in decision-making and in civil, social and cultural life. United Nations, 2012. Food security is said to exist when all people, at all times, have physical, social and economic access to sufficient, safe and nutritious food that meets their dietary needs and food preferences for an active and healthy life. Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, 1996. Food security may be seen as constituted of three crucial components: food production, economic access to available and culturally appropriate food, and nutritional security. Food sovereignty is a related term, which seeks to distinguish between food security as the result of efficient working of market forces with a passive role for producers, distributors and consumers of food versus food security achieved through the right of people who produce, distribute and consume food to define their own food systems. World Development Movement, 2013. Food security is a component of food sovereignty. Food sovereignty encompasses the rights of people and communities to decide on food and agricultural policies, to adequate, culturally appropriate and safe food, to land and productive resources, to sustainable production and livelihoods, to gender justice, social justice, and environmental justice. Food security does not necessarily achieve food sovereignty. The right to adequate food and nutrition. The International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, ICESCR. Article 11.1 of the Covenant mandates states parties to recognize the right of everyone to an adequate standard of living for himself and his family, including adequate food, clothing and housing, and to the continuous improvement of living conditions. And Article 11.2 urges that immediate steps may be needed to ensure. Page 4. The fundamental right to freedom from hunger and malnutrition. The right to adequate food is intrinsically linked to all other human rights, especially the right to water, right to health, right to property, right to work, right to livelihood, the right to social security and social welfare. UNCSR, 1999. If poverty were understood to be much broader than the mere lack of adequate income and as manifested in multiple deprivations, then both hunger and ill health are facets of poverty. Not having the financial means to purchase food would contribute to food insecurity among households that are net consumers of some or all food items. On the other hand, high cost of food would erode purchasing power of households and, in turn, lead to underconsumption, hunger and malnourishment. Hunger and malnutrition have severe immediate and long-term health consequences. In the short run, they may result in limited ability to work and earn a living and increase risk of illness and disease, affecting income and contributing to poverty. Chronic hunger and malnutrition affects children's growth and cognitive development, affecting schooling. Food insecurity also forces people to work longer hours to earn enough to ward off hunger, and this may cause them to withdraw their children from schools either to support household tasks or to contribute to additional income. Children with truncated schooling have greater difficulty earning an adequate living. Hibbert et al., 2009. SRH includes not only normal physiological functions such as pregnancy and childbirth, but the ability to control and regulate fertility and to avert and reduce any adverse outcomes related to sexual activity and reproduction. See Annex 1 for detailed definitions. SRH is also about enabling people of all ages, including adolescents and those older than the reproductive years, to have safe and satisfying sexual relationships by tackling obstacles such as gender discrimination, restrictive laws, sexual coercion, exploitation, and gender-based violence. Glacier et al., 2006. Poverty compromises the potential to enjoy good SRH throughout the life cycle through a number of pathways: undernutrition and anemia, low educational attainment, poor quality of shelter, sexual abuse and intimate partner violence, and poor access to SRH services. For example, a female child may be born with low birth weight because their mothers were malnourished. She may grow up deprived of adequate nutrition to become an undernourished and stunted woman, and living in low-quality shelters that exposes her to multiple infections. She would have limited opportunities for adequate educational attainment and may be employed in backbreaking and hazardous occupations. She may be exposed to risk of sexual debut and sexual violence before her teenage years, marry or cohabit early, and give birth as a teenager, facing associated risks of death and disability. She will have limited ability to control her sexual and reproductive life and little or no access to quality healthcare services. Data from recent demographic and health surveys for selected countries of the Asia-Pacific region establishes that women from the lowest wealth quintile experience considerably poorer SRH status as compared to their better-off counterparts from Weingren and Nair, 2012. What is universal health care and how is it linked to poverty and food security? Universal access to health care is the absence of geographic, financial, organizational, socio-cultural and gender-based barriers to care. Pan American Health Organization, 2007. There are two sets of factors that influence access, supply side or health. Page 5. System factors, which include affordability, availability, acceptability, and quality, and demand side factors, such as lack of information and decision-making power, restrictions on mobility, social exclusion, and discrimination. Universal access to SRH services has been defined as follows. The equal ability of all persons according to their need receive appropriate information, screening, treatment and care in a timely manner, across the reproductive life course, that will ensure their capacity, regardless of age, sex, social class, place of living or ethnicity, to Vertical line decide freely whether and when to have children and how many children to have and to delay and prevent pregnancy. Vertical line conceive, deliver safely, and raise healthy children and manage problems of infertility. Vertical line prevent, treat and manage major reproductive tract infections and sexually transmitted infections including HIV/AIDS, and other reproductive tract morbidities such as cancer, and Vertical line enjoy a healthy, safe and satisfying sexual relationship which contributes to the enhancement of life and personal relations too, 2007. An earlier analysis of progress towards universal access to SRH services highlighted that in addition to addressing health system factors, achieving universal access to SRH services would involve addressing gender, poverty, food insecurity, and other social determinants that pose demand-side barriers to healthcare seeking. Weingren, 2012. This is because in addition to poverty, unequal gender relations within the household constrains women's ability to make time to seek health care, take independent decisions about doing so, travel to health facilities, and pay for health care. Short-time food insecurity may impact, among other things, on the time women have to spend in finding cheap food and in preparing food with less costly ingredients. On the other hand, chronic food insecurity may affect women's time availability through its impact on the well-being of infants and children and older persons, besides affecting their own well-being. In turn, universal access to healthcare services, including SRH services, would have many positive effects on poverty reduction and food security. For example, universal access to healthcare services would remove the burden of catastrophic health expenditure and ensuing impoverishment, especially for low-income groups. More money would be available for purchasing food and this would contribute to better nutrition if appropriate dietary practices are adopted. Greater population well-being could contribute to higher productivity, economic growth, and poverty reduction. Universal access to sexual and reproductive health services, through its impact on prevention of unwanted pregnancies among others, and preventable disease and disability, improve women's nutritional status, and contribute to improve food security. Another pathway may be through a decrease in the number of work days in farming lost from ill health, which would contribute to improve food availability at the household level. Better access to sexuality education and ready access to condoms will help young people prevent STIs and HIV, and in turn, prevent illness and poverty-related consequences for young people. Page 6. Thus, poverty, food security, and universal access to healthcare are linked through multiple pathways. Improvement in one will have spillover effects on the other two. But there is another, more insidious link between these three: neoliberal globalization, which is a major obstacle to achieving poverty reduction, food sovereignty, and universal access to healthcare, including SRH services.